What is going on, beautiful people? I am Lee Hammack, the diagnosed self-aware narcissist known as mental illness, and welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. If you're new here, I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder, said toxic people, said toxic traits, and whatnot, y'all. Today's episode is going to be about narcissists and compartmentalization. How narcissistic people, a lot of narcissists, think that they can treat you badly and still love you at the same time. How they, some narcissistic people think that they can actually cheat on you and still love you completely. And it doesn't change how they feel about you, y'all. Before we hop into today's episode, y'all, you know I got to shout out the self-love, my self-love journal on Amazon. Lee Hammack, I love me, a self-love journal on Amazon, you know, to help you rebuild that self-love and the identity after toxic relationship, y'all. But yeah, y'all, a lot of narcissistic people use compartmentalization to justify our actions, like literally.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
That's how you get some narcissists out here who literally think that they can cheat on you, hit you, lie to you, steal from you, and do horrible things to you, and think that they still love you at the same time. They think they can love multiple people at the same time. It happens. It happens all the time, y'all. It's like narcissists. Y'all know this. This kind of goes without saying, but I have to say it anyway. A lot of narcissists do. Like, we are gold medalists at the Olympics for mental gymnastics. Like, we on the parallel bars of gaslighting and the uneven bars of manipulation. We are gold medalists at the Olympics in that situation right there, y'all. So we do these mental gymnastics to justify our actions, not only to you, but to ourselves. Like, literally, y'all. A lot of narcissists, not only lie, we don't just lie to other people, we lie to ourselves. We trick ourselves into believing that we are not bad people because, like, we can do horrible things to you, but we've also done good things to you. And what narcissistic people do to ourselves, and not only to you and to ourselves, is that we shine a brighter light on the good stuff. You see what I'm saying? We shine a brighter light on the good stuff. We file away the bad things, two different sections, y'all. It's like two different sections. On the left section, it's more than two sections, y'all. But it's like on the left section is the bad stuff that I done to you, right? On the right section is the good stuff that I done for you. The right section is the most important stuff. The bad section got a crazy lock. It's hard to get into those memories. It's hard to get into those behaviors and traits. The good section, the good filing cabinet side of it, is open and you can go through it at ease. This is why you hear the term. You can't ever say I've never done anything good for you. Hey, but what about this? What about when I did this for you? You see what I'm saying? They'll lie to you and just say, hey, but look, there's been good times too. What about the good times? They'll try to get you to focus on the good times. When you realize that they've been doing something bad to you behind the scenes, or the threat of exposure is looming for them, they will absolutely try to get you to focus on the good times. Hey, do you remember when we did this right here? So that proves that I love you. I'm still here, aren't I? I'm here fighting for us. Like, they'll stalk you, harass you, and things like that. They think that they can stalk you, and that proves that they love you. Like, if I wasn't stalking them, if I wasn't right here, then that would mean I don't love them. You know what I'm saying? If I wasn't harassing them right now, they don't, in the narcissist's mind, we don't consider it stalking. They don't consider it stalking and harassment. Again, here comes the justifications. Here comes the mental gymnastics. They can watch. They can be looking at you from the bushes. They can be literally hiding in the bushes outside of your house and not consider it stalking. They in the mind, will justify it by saying, oh, I'm just making sure they're safe. I'm just making sure they're safe. I'm just making sure you were safe. I make sure you get home safe. I make sure you get to work safe. I only follow you because, you know, I know you've had accidents before, and I want to be the one, if something happens to you, I want to be there for you to help you. You know what I'm saying? They will justify the horrible things that they do for you. Like, because I do this good stuff, that means the bad stuff doesn't matter. Or the good stuff, I have more weight to it, y'all. It's like filling two jars. One jar has feathers. You fill one jar with feathers to the top, and then you fill the other jar with lead. The jar with lead is going to weigh more, right? So we apply more weight, but they're still jars. They're still memories, but we apply more weight. We fill it with something more substance, like something with a greater weight to it, to make us feel better. Because a lot of narcissists, y'all, we fear being viewed as bad people. Well, Lee, stop doing bad things. Yeah. Blink, blink, blinkity, blinkity, blink. That's from Lego Batman. Yeah, of course, y'all. That would be the simplest thing. It would be the best thing to stop doing bad things, though, right? The narcissistic people suffer from chronic boredom, so they do bad things sometimes impulsively. Y'all know damn well. I am not trying to make excuses for narcissistic people. That is not what I do. That is not what I am about. You know what I mean? But you do get a lot of narcissistic people, y'all, who think this way. It's just the mindset of it. And I'm not trying to justify anything. I'm just saying this is the mindset of a lot of narcissistic people right here. Like, we justify our actions through different things. Like, we can't be bad people because we've done good things for you as well. You see what I'm saying? A lot of narcissists think that they can treat you horribly, y'all, and justify it because they've done good things for you. Like, I'm just telling you, putting things in these compartments help protect us. You see what I'm saying? It hurts you. It confuses you. It gaslights you. You know, it manipulates you. But it also does the same thing to us. Like, so we just apply more weight to the good stuff so that we're not reeling and hurting and sad as hell all the time and beating ourselves up. It's like, no, I'm not a bad person because, remember, I know I cheated on her with a best friend, but I bought her that bracelet at the time that she wanted. When her mom passed away, I was there for her. When her cat got sick, I was there for her. Or, I know I cheated on him with his brother, but it's just like, I love him. You know, I accepted. When he proposed to me, I could have said no, but I said yes. So this shows that I love. I don't care if I slept with his brother. You see what I'm saying? You see the crazy justification of the compartment. We put things in the compartment and lock it away, put it away in the key. You know what I'm saying? I'm just telling you, that's how the mind of a lot of narcissists be work. And that's why, like I said, sometimes they'll treat you badly and they won't leave you. Why you treat me so badly? They won't leave you because they feel like they can still do. They can do both. A lot of narcissists exist in this delusional world that just because we do bad things to you doesn't mean that we don't love you and care about you. Doesn't mean that we are bad people. You see what I'm saying? A lot of narcissistic people get caught up in that space where we feel like bad people because we've done bad things. You see what I'm saying? And it is wild. It is a wild mindset to have. It just absolutely is. And that's why I try to tell this to people all the time. That, like, if you're dealing with a toxic narcissistic person, this is part of it, y'all. This is going to be part of the dynamic of the. This is going to be part of, like, the, you know, dichotomy of y'all relationship. The breakdown of it is that they're going to do bad things to you, but they're also going to do some good stuff to you, and that's where it confuses you. That's where the cognitive dissonance comes in for you. Like, you try to have two separate truths. He treats me badly, but he loves me. She cheats on me. But she does good things for me. They hit me, but they also put a bandage, got me the ice, so they must love me. You see what I'm saying? It creates these two separate truths in your head because we're creating two separate truths in our head. Like, you see, I always tell people, y'all, relationships with narcissistic people work from the inside out. However that narcissistic person is feeling internally, we express it externally. It comes through externally. From our bodies, from our minds, through our actions, we feel like we love and care about you, but we also feel like we're going to do things that we're going to do selfish things that for our own gratitude and our own benefit as well. You see what I'm saying? The things don't have to be mutually exclusive. I try to beat that in people's heads. Like, look, they're going to do a lot of stuff to you, but they're also going to try to justify through wild mindsets, through like, well, I've done good things too. What about the good stuff? They will try to get you to focus on the good stuff, because narcissists, we don't want to feel like we are bad people. At the crux of it, narcissists don't want to feel like bad people. You know what I mean? Narcissists don't want to, you know, how can you heal a narcissist? Sometimes it just takes you to go up to them and tell them, hey, you're not a bad person. Don't do that, y'all. Don't do that. Because like, this is the mindset of narcissists. If you tell me I'm not a bad person, you just justify everything I've done to you. You just did it. You just justify, oh, I'm not a bad person, so I can cheat? Yes. You know what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? There's a spectrum of narcissism, y'all. Some people are worse than others. This is how it goes. Yeah. But be careful, y'all, out here in these toxic narcissistic streets, because I'm telling you, narcissists, we will justify our actions through the stuff that we do to you. I'm just telling you, we will justify it to the ends of the earth. Hey, I know I cheated on you. I know I hurt you, but does it justify what you do to me? You put me through some stuff too. You hurt me too. You see what I'm saying? Hey, what about what you did? What about what you did? You done things too. We both made mistakes. You hear that damn phrase a lot when you deal with narcissistic people. They, again, we both made mistakes. We both did this. You're not innocent either. You act like you're perfect. You're not perfect either. Yeah, I'm just telling you, the more you listen to it, the more apt you are to listen to take it in, to accept it, y'all. But anyways, y'all, I have to hop off here. I have to do a one-on-one here. Yes, I still do my one-on-ones over Zoom. I get a lot of people who ask me how to do one-on-ones with me. Go to mentalhealness.net. You can check out the one-on-ones. I have some group stuff coming up here pretty soon as well, y'all. My self-love course is coming out here pretty soon. Subscribe to the newsletter as well. Like and subscribe for more, y'all. Mental Illness is out. Peace. Thank you so much for making it to the end of my video. Thank you so much for the support. If you haven't already, make sure that you subscribe to the channel so that we can help reach more people. The self-love brand is available as well. I'm Vital. The link is in the description of every single video I do. The self-love journal is also available on Amazon. Check it out. Lee Hammack, I love me. Thank you so much, y'all. If you haven't already as well, check in the joining of the channel memberships for, you know, different perks, behind the scenes things as well. Thank you so much. Mental Illness is out.